The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Mem Dalet. Today's Daf is being started in Nishmat Avraham Ben Estev, Ruach Hashem Tenehem Ben Eden, Amir Fashba Miki Ben Jamin, Laslahab Ben Yamin, Mordechai Ben Estev. We are on Daf Mem Dalet. We are starting a new sugya. It's a quote from the Mishnah. It's called Sheyeshlo. But Tidin, Ben LaAdam, Ben LaMizbeach, Hayavim Alav Mishum Pigul. Okay, we're discussing now the subject of Pigul. Pigul is if the Kohen, let's say, had a Mashabah to eat the item past its man, or to do a service after its time, Chutz Mano, so that makes the animal Pigul. If you eat from that Korban now, Hayav Karet. So the Gemara is going to teach us a rule now. Not every item is subject to Pigul. Only items called Shigeshlo Matirim. Any item that has a Matir. Ben Le Adam Kol Shigeshlo Matirim. Correct. The Matir itself doesn't. But it has Matirim. For example, the meat on the Mizbeach. The meat on the Mizbeach cannot be put on the Mizbeach until you do something with the blood. So that has a matir. It needs something to be done for it to be put on the Mizbeach. Or you need another procedure to be done for the Kohen to be allowed to eat the animal. So any procedure that's matir, so the matir, it's the nitar, but any item that's a nitar, that needs something to be matir, it can be subject to the laws of people that if you eat that item, you'll be hayaf karet. For example, you ate the meat that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach, or you ate the meat that the Kohen was supposed to eat. Okay, the nitar, the item that's nitar la mizbeach or nitar la adam, that's subject to the Gemara. We'll give you examples. Tarabanan o eno mevi ela kayotze b'shlamim. Now, really, the law of pigul was only written by korban shlamim. So there's a logic to say that maybe pigul only applies to that one type of korban. Maybe it only applies to korban shlamim because that's what the pasuk is talking about. So it says, ma shlamim yuhadim. What's special about shlamim? It's eaten for 2 days and 1 night. Good, so I'll include at least korbanot that are similar to that. 2 days and 1 night korbanot. I'm not including everything yet, but things that are similar to shlamim. How do I know even korbanot that are eaten for 1 day and 1 night are also subject to pigul? Tamud omar mibbesar. Oh, so it says from the pasuk mibesar. It says the pasuk mibesar sevach shilamav. That's the pasuk of pigul. So from the word mibesar, it's kol sheshirav neechalim, which is any type of korban that is mibesar from the flesh, which anything that's left over. Mibesar, not all the basar, meaning some of the basar went on the mizbeach, and some of the mizbeach has left also any basar that has leftovers. Meaning, I don't care if it's a 1 day, 1 night, 2 days, 1 night, all but something that is leftovers has subject to be pigul. So that includes maybe, let's say, a hatat. But how do you know, ola, she'en shirea ne'echalim minan? How do you know, korban ola, there's no leftovers. The whole ola goes in the mizbeach. How do you know that also there's pigul? Tamud ola zevach. Anything that's slaughtered. Zevach. Ola slaughtered? Yes. So the law of pigul. Zevach shilaman. Uminan rabot ta'ofot. How do you know even by the birds that there's going to be pigul? That menachot also, menachot also. So it says, ad she'ani merabed log shemin shel metzorah, to the extent I want to say that pigul even by the log shemin of metzorah. That's the oil that they sprinkle the metzorah with. How do I know that and then the leftovers the kohanim eat? How do I know that even by the oil there's going to be a pigul? So it says, Tavud omar, asherem magdishim li. Any that's kadosh, any that they sanctify the Beit HaMikdash, includes everything. So we went in stages. First we said shlamim. Then we added an item that's eaten even 1 day, 1 night. And then we went even to any korban that's slaughtered. And then we went even to any item that's makdishi. The Gemara says that now. The Gemara now is going to go into a side point over here. How do you know the law of pigul? Where do we know pigul from? So Gemara says, Ve'aten notar. Now notar applies to all the korbanot. Notar means you have leftovers. Right there, past the duration, past its expiration, comes notar, let's say, by the next morning. That's what's called notar, let's say. And it says, Ve'aten notar hilul. And it says the word hilul by the notar law. Hilul mitum'ah. And it says the word hilul by eating kadashim betumah. So we have a gezerah shema hilul hilul. Now to teach me what? Just like eating kadashim betumah applies to all types of korbanot, so to notar applies to all korbanot. So we establish notar applies to all korbanot. Gezerah shema hilul hilul. Ma tumat eating betumah any kadashim. So to notar applies to anything. That's the first stage. Now that pigul avon avon menotar. Now, by pigul it says the word avon, and by notar it says the word avon. And we just said that by notar it includes everything. So therefore, avon avon also is going to include everything. Good. So I don't apply to all the korbanot. Right. I don't ask a question. So what do I need this list of rasha here? I mean, the list of rasha told me. The besar zeva that comes to include all the korbanot. The kala you just learned it from this. We just gave it the rasha above. To come and teach me is coming to include this type of korban, that type of korban. Really, the sources over here from this gezerah shavah, from chilul chilul to avon avon. What was that? We still got a whole tenubanan over here. How do I know this from this word? How do I know that from that word? Now all of a sudden we're falling off that. He says, "Lo nitbarer kol atzurik madua lehar sheish gezerah shavah." Like we just learned it. What do you need the words mebesar zevah that we just learned? This is that's the Malbim's question. Okay. In any event, but we have a source to teach me that the law of pigul applies to everything. Fine. So this is Gemara's question. Once you're telling me that it's including everything, why did you tell me about shelamim then? The pigul law is written by shelamim. It's not only shelamim. So why did the Torah write the law by shelamim if it applies to everything?
Right.
But I says, because there is something that we learn from Shilamim. Ma Shilamim yuhadim sheish lehem matirim ben adam ben hamizbeach. There's something that's matir the basar. The basar for the mizbeach, something that you have to do something to matir the basar to the mizbeach. You need to do something to matir the basar to the adam that eats it, to the kohen that eats it. Af kol sheish lo matirim ben adam ben hamizbeach hayibim ala mishut pikul. So the only korbanot that is a matir that's matir to the Mizbeach, or a matir that's matir to Adam. Which means something that, say, totally goes on the Mizbeach. There's no matir, nothing matir.
Right, but an action that's not a matir, then that's what we learned, there's no
pigul
on that.
Let's call that Ola. Because Ola is no matir. What is Ola being matir? Everything goes on the Mizbeach. Says, no, Ola. Damam matirit besara le mizbeach. The sprinkling of the blood allows you to put the olah meat on the mizbeach now. So therefore, if you would eat, let's say the kohen would sprinkle the blood with kavanah chutz lezmano, and now you would eat that meat is pigul, you'd be hayav karet. Because it was nitar al yedei adam. Or, the olah the kohanim. Not only that, who gets the skin of the olah? The kohanim. And what's matir the skins to the kohanim? The sprinkling of the blood. Okay, olat ta'of, let's say by a bird, olat ta'of. Damam matirit besara lemizbeah. Same thing. The sprinkling puts the dam on the mizbeah. Hatat ta'of, damam matirit besara lekoanim. Hatat ta'of, the koanim eat the meat. The sprinkling does that. Parim and istrafim, muslim istrafim, those don't go on the mizbeah. They burn outside. Damam matirit emurim lekarim. But the emurim go on the mizbeah. And the blood is matir the emurim of the parim and istrafim to go on the mizbeah as well. So all these items have pigul. What doesn't? Umotziani etakomets. Anything matir the comets? No. The comets is the matir. Nothing is matir the comets. And therefore, if let's say they had kabanat pigul when they did the comets and they ate the comets, there's no pigul on that. They ate the lebona, same thing. The lebona is matir, but it's not nitar. Vaketoret, umrahat kohanim, umrahat kohen mashiach, umrahat nesachim, ve'adam, All these items go on the Mizbeah. All these Menachot, the whole Menachah goes on the Mizbeah. They're not being matir anything. They are the matir. They are not the item that's nitar. Correct? So therefore, these items are not subject to pigul. Okay, so that's the thing. Komets, no, lebonano, ketor, menachat kohanim, that's the menachat that kohanim bring every day. Menachat kohen mashiach, that's the kohen gadol's menacha. Menachat nesachim, that's the time a guy brings a menacha, donates a menacha. And then, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll tell you another reason what we learn from Shilamim. So the first thing we learn from Shilamim is, it's got to be an item that was nitar to the Mizbayah, or nitar to the Achilat Adam. So therefore, the blood of the Ola was matir the flesh to be put on the Mizbayah. The blood of the Ola was matir the skin to go to the Kohanim. So there's not the pigul and such a thing over there. Okay. God continue, Rabbi Shimon Omer, different Hadush. Ma Shilamim Yuhadim. שיש פה על מזבח חיצון והחייבים עליו אף כל שישנה מזבח חיצון חייבים עליו משום פיגול יצאו פרים נשרפים מותים נשרפים מועיל שאין המזבח חיצון כשלמים אין חייבים עליו משום פיגול פיגול only is like קורבנות שלמים where the sprinkling of the blood is done on the מזבח החיצון but קורבנות that the sprinkling of the blood is done on the inner מזבח So therefore, there's no pigul. For example, parim nesrafim. The same nesrafim is done inside. Mm-hmm. They were only outside items, only like shilamim. Okay, that's the bishamot shita. Amar mor, ke yotze bishlamim. So you told me. And havamina, when we learned to write up what we said, if it just would have said shilamim, I would have thought items that are only similar to shilamim, that are eaten for 2 days and one night. For example, what? My new. Bechor. Bechor. Dine echad l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Good. I would have only bechor and shilamim. Because bechor also is eaten for 2 days and one night. B'may atir. Now, how would you have learned bechor? B'may atir. What midah would you have used over here? I b'mamatzinu. Mamatzinu. Just like I found my shilamim, that there's pigul and it's a 2 day, 1 night item. So to bechor, it's a 2 day, 1 day item, and it's pigul. That's called mamatzinu. No, mamatzinu like a break. Ma'al shlamim she'en te'olin semicha nesachim tenufat hazev v'shog. No, I could say the reason why shlamim has pigul because there's other chumrot as well. Shlamim has semicha nesachim tenufa hazev v'shog. The waving of the hazev v'shog. It has the semicha, the way that the pressing hands on the animal. It has the nesachim, has the wine. But she'en bechon is not used chumrot. So maybe only shlamim has pigul because of the chumrot. Ela. I'll tell you, it's a klal prat klal. It says in the pasuk yachol. That's a klal. Means any animal. Yachol, eating any animal. Yachel also. It's another klal. Eating any animal. And what does it say in between? Besar zevach shilanav, which is a prat. It's a funny klal prat klal because you have the klals next to each other and the prat is somewhere else. But the Gemara say. Maybe that's how you learn it. And then what do we learn? En bichlal, ela ke'en aprat. Ma aprat shilamim, which is 2 days and one night. Abari avi bechor. Good. Now, the Gemara says, but this is a funny klapla, it's out of order. The Gemara says, tari tre klale desmichi adaderinu. The two klals are next to each other. He'achol yachel next to each other. How do you make a klaprat klal? Like that. Gemara, no problem. Amar Ravina. Kedavri b'marav like the Torah says in Israel. Kol makom she'ata mose shne kelalot. Hasemuchim ze laze. Hatel prat b'nehem. Vedunam b'chlal uflat. She says, anytime you find two klals together, separate them, put the prat in between, imaginary, and you make a klal prat klal. And you can do that. You have two klals next to each other. Separate the klals, meaning he'achol, ye'achel. Separate it, put the prat in the middle, make it a klal prat klal. You can do that. No problem. So therefore, that answers that question. I would have only included Bechor. How would I have included Bechor? Using a klal prat klal, this funny klal prat klal, that would have worked. Continue. The Gemara says, "Achani merabe lo shem mitchel mesora." So far, we in the beginning, we were hesitating to include animals. We got so far in the Braita, we said, even the lo shem of the mesora, the oil that the Kohen sprinkles on the mesora, there's pigul on that also, meaning because he eats it. The leftovers are eaten by the Kohanim. So if, we'll see where the pigul was done. But the pigul was done obviously somewhere in the Shemin procedure, and it can make a pigul. The Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author of such a braita that says that this people by the log shemen of the Metzora? Rabbi Meiri, Netanya, log shemen shem Metzora. Now let's remember how it worked. You brought a korban asham. The Metzora brought an asham. Okay? Uh-huh. And he had pigul on the asham. When he brought the asham, his korban was to eat it tomorrow. Right? Past it, start. What's the banno? So the hadush is that when you have pigul on the asham, it ruins the oil. Hayavim adam mishum pigul. Okay, good. Because according to Bimeir, the asham is matir the shemen. So therefore, you made pigul on the asham, now your oil becomes pigul. Because the oil, that's the matir.
The oil becomes
the tag. Right, the oil is the tag, that's why it's asur. The oil itself, mahmat, the asham, that was done pigul on it. We're discussing it, it's even pigul on the oil. Meaning, if you ate the oil.
It's not connected to the animal, it's...
Right, even though it's not connected, it is connected. So you brought the animal pigul, it ruins the oil.
That's the only case, it's not... Something that's done to it. The animal slaughtered, you get the blood.
Right, meat, blood. That's not the same. Right, separate. Correct. The veer to be meat. That's to be meat's hadush, by the way. Okay? Now, Bimi says a big hadush here, because we're going to see this. Even though technically, the law is, you don't have to bring the oil on the same day. You can bring the oil the next day. If you take it on the same day, I can understand it, because the oil isn't already in the Kli Sharet. So therefore, the Hashem was matir this oil in the Kli Sharet to do service with it. But if you hold, you can even bring the oil the next day. This wasn't matir anything. There was no oil beklal.
Right.
That's what the rabbi is going to come back. Anyway, but this is what the Bimir says. So therefore, the author that says that log shemen becomes pigul is a Bimir. Oh, can be ema sefa, but the sefa of the Braita said, umotzi ani minhat nesachim v'adam. Minhat nesachim is a person brings a minha, let's say. He puts the whole minha in the mizbeach, v'adam. And the blood. Blood is not pigul. Atan rabbanan, netanya, niske behema, hayavim alehem mishum pigul. Okay, that's, I guess, the wine. Niske behema, the wine that you're pouring on the mizbeach. There's pigul on it. The dam zevach matiram nikarev. The very meir. Okay, the dam that you sprinkle is matir de nesachim. Okay, so the dam is matir. That's going to quote the meir. Amru lo ve'alo adam mevi et zevacho ayom unsachim mikan al asara yamim. Hachamim told them, what are you talking about? It's not the blood of the animal that's matir de nesachim. Haraya, when a person is bringing a private korban, he can bring his korban today in the nesachim 10 days from now, and therefore the korban was not matir. There was no nesachim around even. The Chachamim's contention is there's no pigul by the nesachim because you don't have a matir. The animal's not matir the nesachim. Amar Ben Shlomo, Rabbi Meir came along and said, "Af ani lo amati ela bebainim azevah." Yeah, I'm only talking about pigul when you brought it with the zevah. That means the bimir holds, you're right, when you bring it separately, then we know pigul. But I hold, when you bring it together, that means the wine was in the candy already, the zevah will be matirin. Therefore, it's pigul by this case. I can't even say no. Since you see you can bring it separately, even when you brought it together, it's not going to be a pigul. Oh, now, what did the Braita say? This is the key now part. The Braita said, by the case of pigul, the Braita says like this: by log shemen there is pigul, by yayin there isn't. Now, log shemen, who's the rabbi that says this pigul? Rabbi Meir. Yayin, that there's no pigul, who's that? Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, you're making the resha, Rabbi Meir, and the sefa, Rabbanan. So well, that's a dohak, which is we're stuck, because the Braita clearly says log shemen there is. By the Metzora. Who's that opinion? That's Rabbi Meir says. He says that the Korban Asham is matir the oil. Okay. And what about wine? Wine, there's no pigul. Why? Because we go like the rabbis. So make up your mind. The rabbi says, Vesha Rabbi Meir, Sefer Rabbanan. That's what he says. Amar Rav Yosef. No problem. We could reconcile like this. Hamani Rabihi. will make the Braita Rabbi. Now Rabbi could do whatever he wants. He could go like Rabbi Meir one time, and he can go like the Rabbanan another time. Right. Instead of making the Braita Rabbi and Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, which is two different opinions, we'll take Rabbi, and Rabbi chose Rabbi Meir in this case, and he chose the rabbis in that case, so it's not a stira, it's all Rabbi. Understand? We can make the right reconcile. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi. Amar Log Shemit Shemesunam Matanotav Sharule. That's good. That he holds that what? That the Matanot. I guess you sprinkle this oil 7 times against the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's Matir, the oil not to be sprinkled on the Mitzvah's body and then to be eaten. So good. So he holds that the Log Shemit has a. Separate from that, it's not the animal that's matirid. The oil, it's the sprinkling of it that's matirid. Umide matanotav sharule matanotam befaglede. Very good. For the fact that the matanot are matirid, so those matanot will make it pigul as well. That at the time of the sprinkling, if you had pigul, it could turn the oil into a problem. Okay. So yesh lomar like this. Shirabi sober keshitat hachamim she'en dam zebach neshav kematir. Because really, Achamim said the dam is not the matir, because the proof is you can bring the dam one day and the oil the next day. That's not the dam is not the matir.
Right.
So what's the matir? The actual sprinkling of the shemen. So therefore, by shemen, when it's an actual sprinkling, whenever you do it, it'll become pigul. But she'ekem by the nesachim, since I can bring it on separate days, the blood is not matir. It's therefore, there's no pigul by nesachim. What pam? Now I'm telling you it's all Rabbi. By shemen, what's the batir? Not the blood. Because if you're going to get involved with the blood, then you're going to have the same question. Why by shemen the blood is batir, and by nesachim the blood is not batir? No, by shemen it's the sprinkling that's batirit. Oh, so that's what is pigul by log shemen. Masheim ken, by nesachim, what's the batir? The blood? It's not so. Because I can sprinkle the blood today, and I can bring the nesachim tomorrow. It wasn't even in the keli yet. Good. That's a bishita. Once already introduced me that the pigul is in the sprinkling of the oil, so now I can make a haluk between oil and wine. And then for the bite is very good. Buy the pigul, buy the oil. Yeah, nisu. But yeah, pigul. Buy the oil. In the case of the wine, no pigul. That was, whose answer was that? That was Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara says, Netanya. This is going to be a ra'ayah after this. Log shemit shu metzora. That's the log shemit of the metzora. Mo'alim bo ad shiyizrok adam. Okay, until you sprinkle the blood. This is going to be another opinion, but let's just see this opinion before we get to the Rabbi. Log b'shemen shemetzuram mo'alim bo is me'ila ad shiyizrok adam, until you sprinkle the blood. Nizrak adam, once you sprinkle the blood of the Hashem, lo nehenin, you cannot have hana'at in the Shem, you cannot have hana'at velo mo'alim. But there's no me'ila after you sprinkled. Okay, it's not a subanam natura. Rabbi Omer, mo'alin ad shiyitin matenotav. Clearly, Rabbi says, yahayav is me'ila until you actually sprinkle the blood. Meaning, until you, it's not sprinkle, but sprinkle the oil. Until you actually do the oil. It's not connected to the blood. That's the point he's trying to show. Veshavin, now, every Yachamim agreed to Rabbi, she asur ba'achila ad shiyitin matan sheva matan. Okay, that will agree. That the rabbis will agree that you can't eat it until you actually give the sprinkling, and you actually sprinkle it on the Mitzvah's thumbs. Okay, but what do you see from over here? That according to the B, the Matir is the Matanot. That's what takes off Me'ila off of it, that's what takes off the Yisurim. Okay, fine. So, Rabbi Yosef, you gave us a good answer. Amaruha kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. So they told us the answer to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar gavra rabak Rabbi Yosef demakiyai milta. A great rabbi like Rabbi Yosef. He's going to say such an answer. Well, what was the matter with the answer? We like the answer. He says, "Hare log haba b'fnei atzmo." Let's say the log shel metzora. You didn't bring it with the yasham. You brought it the next day. There's no blood. Everybody's going to hold in that case that the matanot are matirit, because there's no blood. The blood was the day before. Which means the sprinkling is going to matir you to use it now on the Mitzvah's thumbs, and to eat the leftovers. Everybody agrees to that. Velo mefagelin ale, and still there's no pigul in that case. Why? Netanya, log shemet shemetzorah hayabim ala mishum pigul, mepne shedam matiro the behonot of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, that is the blood that matir that log. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. V'halo adam mevi ashamu achshav velog mikan asra yamim. So they told Rabbi Meir, what are you talking about? How is the dam matir? You can bring the dam today. You can bring the log tomorrow. Amar lahem. So what did Rabbi Meir answer back? Afanilu amarti ela mebai ma'asham. I'm talking about when you bring it with the asham. But in Echrami, I agree with you that if you bring it after the asham, between separately, then there's no pigul in that case, which means the hachamim, there's no opinion there. Which means the hachamim. Let's go back. Rabbi's answer was what? The matanot are the main items. The matanot are matir the shemen, and therefore just the matanot are matir the shemen. The matanot make the pigul on the shemen, mashegin on the yayin. So the Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this. Says what? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Can't be. Because everybody's going to agree that log above the atzmo, let's say you brought the asham one day and you brought the log the next day, everybody's going to say that the matarot amatid it, that's for sure, and what? And there's no pigul. How do we know that? Because when did the Rabbi Meir say pigul? The Rabbi Meir says only pigul on the same day of the asham. Because the blood is the matir, but not the sprinkling. And Hachamim said there's no pigul bichlal by the shemen. Since you can bring it on a separate day, so if, even when you bring it together, it's nothing. So therefore, nobody said that it's the matanot that are making pigul. Which means, if anything, we said the matanot are matir, but nobody went so far to say matanot make pigul. And emefuraz bebraita shekod sad hayu pigul lochshemet shemetzora elu ayidem mashur olat haasham. The pigul side is only by the blood. The gabeza is sprinkling. That's the inyan to matir it or not, but not to make pigul. Nobody ever said that the matanot make pigul. If anything, they just said matanot is matirit to for the kohen to eat the leftover and so on. So there was your assumption that Rabbi's assumption was what, or Rabbi Yosef's assumption was what? From the he assumed from the fact that matanot are matir, mistamah matanot are mefagim. Who told you? You see over here, that's not. Everybody holds it's the asham that does it.
Right.
Oh, so now we're back to the question. Back to the question. We have a braita. The Resh of the Braita says there's pigul by shemen. The Sefer of the Braita says there's no pigul by wine. Resh Rabbi Meir, Sefer Rabbanan. Gemara says Ela Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Le'olam Rabbi Meiri. The whole Braita is Rabbi Meir. How could it be? Vesemem mikan nesachim. Scratch the Sefer. Scratch the nesachim part. And then all the Braita said was yesh pigul by shemen. But it says em pigul by nesachim. Scratch it. Okay?
Scratch it and put
nothing.
Oil?
No.
Nothing.
Oil said. Okay. We have an issue.
Well, if you bring it a separate day, no.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Right.
So therefore, keep the oil in, and when it says Nesachim, in Bahim Mishum Pigul, erase that.
According to the Gemara, it's only Pigul when you bring it with the Asham.
You're right. But Rabbanan say never.
Right.
So, but it says here.
So, but this. I mean,
Resha should be Meir and the Sefer. Don't take out the Sefer. Which when it says Nesachim don't have, even though you're right, Meir also has a case of don't have. But the Chavrat the Bright is talking about a case on the day you brought it, just like the case of Lok Shemin. The Lok Shemin is still talking about the case where you brought it, the day you brought it, the day you brought the oil. Okay, so give us Amar Abaye. The Gemara says Abaye says Le'olam lo tesame. You don't got to scratch anything from the Braita, and it's like you were just alluding to. Betana log haba ima asham hu adin l'nesachim abayim ima zevah, which means the Resh I was talking about oil. When is oil mefagel contribute meir on the day that you bring it with the zevah? So yeah. then the first day, that sort of the blood is matir. Similarly, he'll say by the Zavim, the day you bring the asham, it's matir the yain. Oh, the hadar tana the sefer that said the sechim no is about a separate day. The hadar tana the sechim abim if the atzman who had the log about the atzmo. But when you bring it on separate days, even if we will agree, there's no pigul because it's the dam is not matir. It wasn't even declared at the time. Therefore, the Resh is talking about on the same day. This is about separate days. Very easy. You can say the whole blighter is Rabbi Meir. Okay, so we continue with Mem Dal Ramud Bet up to the two dots. Hatata of Dama Matirit Bisrael Kohanim. So the Hatata of the blood that sprinkled on the Mizbeach permits the Basar to be eaten to the Kohanim. Okay, so the Gemara is basically now going to go Doresh Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Het, Pasuk Tet. The Pasuk says, Zeh yiyeh lecha mekodesh kodashim min ha'esh kol korbanan lechol min hatam ulchol hatatam ulchol ashamam asher yeshivu li kodesh kodashim lecha hu ulbanecha. So the lot of calls in this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, kol korbanam lechol min hatam, kol hatatam, kol ashamam. So the Gemara is going to be Doresh, all these words, call when it's coming to include, and in the middle of the derasha, we're going to see something how the blood of the hatata off is matir the off. So it says the pasuk call korbanam. What is the call korbanam coming to? This is by the way, all this is talking about matanot keuna. These are all the different items the kohanim allowed to eat. Only after you do something on the mizbeach, then the kohanim allowed to eat the leftovers. So it says call korbanam the rabot log shemen shel mesora. That means the log shemen on mitzorah, the kohen puts the shemen in his hand and sprinkles the mitzorah with it. Now there's leftovers in his hand. Right. So the hadush is, once you bring the korban of the mitzorah, the leftover shemen, the kohen can eat it. It's his own stuff. What do I need a pasuk for? Salka datachamina min ha'esh, katav rahmana. V'haylam motar min ha'esh u'kamashmanan. I would have thought only stuff that goes in the fire, which means meat and things like that. But this doesn't go in the fire. So I would have thought maybe the kohen doesn't get to eat it. Kamashmanan, that even though it doesn't go in the fire, it's still okay. Let's just follow Rashi's over here. לרבות לוג שמן שאפו נאכל שהרי קרוי קורבן תכתיב בקריב אותו לאשם ואת לוג השמן על מה הוא נמי בכלל בקריב את כל הקורבן והיינו כל שכם במנחות כמרא כתיש לכל מנחתם פרוד מנחות what's the call כמתתיש לרבות מנחת עומר ומנחת הקנאות מנחת עומר is the מנחת that they bring on the second day of Pesach that's matir the hadash to eat the new the wheat, and menchat kenaot is the sotar. So the hadush is after you bring the mencha, the leftovers will go kotri kohanim. So it says, well, what do I need to pasuk? Vasakat atachamina ve'achlu otam asher kupar b'hem. I would have thought that maybe kohanim only eat menachot that are for kapara. Umenchat ta'omed lehatir atya, but the menchat omed is not a kapara mencha. It's lehatir the hadash. And minhat kenaot lebarer avon kaatya. The minhat the sotah is just coming to mevarer to clarify if she made the sin or not. So I might have thought that maybe that's not something that the kohen eats. Kamash malan that yes, once you bring the minhat, the leftovers belong to the kohen. Uchol hatatam lerabot hatata off. Like we just learned in the Mishnah that you sprinkle the blood, the kohen gets to eat the leftovers of the hatata off. Salka datachamina nevelahi. Because really, you made milika. So therefore, I would have thought it's not kasher. Can't eat it. Kamash ba'alan? No. You're allowed to eat it. She, nevelahi lefish nimleka. Because it was done milika. Lechol ashama, lerabot asham nazir v'asham mesura. To come and include the asham nazir. That's when the asham nazir is when the nazir became tameh. He has to bring a korban, then he starts his nazirut over again. Okay? It's asham nazir. And then Asham Mitzvah is the regular Korban Asham that the Mitzvah brings. And after you bring the Korbanot, he gets to eat the leftovers. That since these items are not coming for Kapara, they're coming to Makhshir. Meaning, the Asham Nazir is coming to Makhshir the Nazir to continue a new Nazirut. And the Asham Mitzvah is Matirim to eat Korbanot. So I would have thought that that's a Matir. So the Gemara says, wait, Asham Mitzvah, Behedya Ketibbe. I don't need a derasha for Asham Mitzurah. The Firush the Pasuk says that the Kohen eats the leftovers of the Asham Mitzurah. She says, Asham Mitzurah beheja ketib dene'echal. It says, ki kahatat ashamu. Which means, I clearly know that the Mitzurah belongs to the Kohen. So what do we need a derasha for? So the Gemara says, el rabot Asham Nazir ke Asham Mitzurah. The Pasuk lechol Ashamam, right, just like the Asham Mitzurah, which we know, the Kohen gets it, so to the Asham Nazir also. Asher Yashivu, that's part of the Pasuk, Zeh Gezel Hagir. Okay, Gezel Hagir is a case where, let's say, a guy stole money from a Gir. And he went to Beit Din and he swore falsely that he doesn't owe money to the Gir. And then, when he swore falsely, now he owes Keren Vahomish. He has to pay Keren Vahomish. He has to pay the principal plus 20% because he swore falsely. But let's say the Gir died. So now the Ger dies, he has no relatives. So who gets that money? So the Kohanim goes to the Kohanim. That's one of the gifts that the Kohanim get. Gezel Ager, that died. So the Ken Bahamish goes to the Kohanim. So it says, Asher Yashiv was a Gezel Ager. Lecha hu, it says in the Pasuk, Lecha hu, Shelecha yehye. Afidu lekadesh bota isha. The Hadush, it's the Kohen's money. Meaning it's not considered Kodesh, that he has to eat it, Bektusha, and things like that. It's his money. Meaning he wants to be Kadesh a lady with it. It's considered totally his. As she says, Asher Yashivu Zeh Gezel Ager Dichtiv Hashem Amushav Lashem Lakoin V'Tanya Hashem Zeh Keren Amushav Zeh Chomesh. from the pesukim Asham and Chomesh, Kerem v'Chomesh. Or Inu Elaze Asham Mamash Keshu Amen Melevad Ela Kippurim. Asham ze keren chaguzer tchavero. Here's the case: the guy steals from his friend, v'nishba'alo v'haka choda, and then he admitted that he was swearing falsely. Mishalem keren v'chomesh de'ba'alim v'asham le'mizbeach. So he has to bring Asham to the mizbeach as well. K'nichti v'parashat v'ikra v'yaki yehata v'asham. Ve'im emet noten liroshem. Let's say a regular guy dies, so you give the keren v'chomesh to the relative, to the yorshim. V'im ger aya v'emet ve'in no yorshim la'azir. There's no relatives. Le'em nitenan. So gives to the kohen. Katuv le'kohen u'parashat gezel ager amurah v'parashat naso. So the subject, if there is no goel, lashiva Hashem. If there is no Adam, if there is no goel, what do you mean? There's no relatives. Who doesn't have relatives? Ela ze gezel hager. Okay, very good. So then, once the guy brings the Hashem, that's it, and then the Kohen gets all the money, and not only gets the money, but it's his money, meaning to do whatever he wants, even the Kaddish Isha. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Meshuv Rabbi Yosei Aginidi. Okay, now we discuss, back to the laws of Pigul, which we discussed this many times already. Pigul is obviously when a Kohen has Kavanah to do something past its time. But the rule we're going to learn now is, it's only on things that are done in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Pigul on the outside. Outside is Na'azara, not Pigul on something that's done on the inside, meaning on the Mizbeach HaPinimi. That's going to be basically the rule of this. So the Gemara begins, Pigil bedavar na'asa b'chutz, Pigil. Meaning, if you made Pigul Mashavah on something that's done on the outside, what's done on the outside? For example, the Basar is put on the Mizbeach, HaChitzon. The Shiraim is put on the Yisod HaMizbeach. Those are all services that are done on the outside. So if you had Kavanah Pigul for something that's done on the outside, it's Pigul. Pigel, b'davar ha'nasa b'fnim, no Pigel. But something that's done on the inside, if you made a Pigul, it doesn't work. Ketzad. Haya omed b'chutz. The guy's on the outside, meaning he's in the Azara. V'amar, areni shochet lehazot medamo lemahar. Meaning I'm slaughtering in order to make hazab b'fnim. For tomorrow, no good, no Pigel. Why shemachshava b'chutz? True, he had the machshava outside. B'davar ha'nasa b'fnim. But you had it for something that's done inside. Right. If we don't begin, if it's not pigul, yeah, or med b'fnim. That's called a reverse case. He's standing inside. I'm sprinkling the blood here. Al menat la'ktir imurim, to bring the imurim on the mizbeach v'lishpoch shirayim lemachar, and to pour the shirayim and to put the shirayim lemachar. Lo pigil. Why? Because shemachshava b'fnim b'davar nasa b'chutz. Because there we had the machshava inside for something that's done outside. It's also not pigul. Only pigul amar ya omed b'chutz ve'amar areni shochet tashpuch shirayim lemachar, which is a machshava that he had outside on something that's done outside, namely pouring the shirayim on the mizbeach, or la'kid imurim lemachar, or to do the imurim, which is also something that's done outside. Pigel, why? Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar nasa b'chutz. Perfect. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi me'ekra. How do we know this? How do we know that's only on davar chutz? Kasher yuram mishor Zebah HaShelamim. This pasuk is talking about over here about a korban shelamim, of course. But the pasuk is saying kasher. It's comparing it to something. What is it comparing it to something? Rashi says bepar kohen mashiach keti. Right. It's talking about par kohen mashiach. That what? That he has to bring a par. Right when he made a ruling, let's say a mistaken ruling. So the kohen has to bring a par. So it says he brings the par just like he brings the korban shelamim. So the Gemara says, "Vehi malamadnu mishor zevach shelamim," which means what do I need to learn? All the laws of par kohen mashiach are written explicitly in the Torah. What do you have to add? Just like you bring the shelamim. There's nothing that it's explicit. What do you need to make a remez to the shelamim? It says me'at ela makish parkei mashiach leshor zevah shelamim. It'll make a kesh. Mashor zevah shelamim. Ad shi ma'asav machshavotav al mizbeach haitzon. Just like shelamim, everything is done on the mizbeach haitzon. Af parkei mashiach ad shi machshavotav u'ma'asav al mizbeach haitzon. Everything has to be done. So that's what we're learning from. As opposed to if you did something b'fnim, it's not going to be considered pigul. Comes in with Amar Rav, Amar Amar Rav, Rabu Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar she'amar mishum Rabbi Yosef. That this whole thing that we just said about pigul, this was halacha that was said in the name of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yosef. So Rav Nachman says halacha follows him. That what? That pigul is only on something that's on chutz. It has to be. You have to be standing b'chutz and have a machshava on something that is chutz, and halacha follows him. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava hilcheta lemeshicha." What do you mean halacha? Which means there's no halacha. You're giving me a halacha for Yimot HaMashiach. There's no Beit HaMikdash now. Usually the Gemara doesn't give you halachot when kishibane Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, "Hilcheta lemeshicha." What are we doing then? What are we studying Masechet Zivahim for? All this subject of Shaitan Zivahim is also for Mashiach. So the Gemara says, Litni Hilchot HaMishiachahu. Why don't the Gemara ask on all these pages that we're learning? Hilchot HaMishiachahu, Ela Drosh V'Kabel Sachar. Ela, what's the pshat? Study it and you get reward for learning. How can a man Drosh V'Kabel Sachar? The same thing over here. Drosh, learn the halakhot. What's the problem? So he says, no. Which means, no, I don't have a problem that you're learning it. But what do you have to tell me? Halakha. That was his problem. Just, of course we're learning these things, even though they don't apply, let's say. Drosh v'kabel sachar. Learn them, and whatever, I was going to give you a reward for them. But my problem with you was, why did you have to say halakha? As if it's halakha l'maaseh. Lishna harina amale halakha kamina. But the second lashon says, that's what my claim to you was. Why did you say halakha? Now the mefarshim really don't know the difference between the two versions. The first one said hilchita. The second one says halakha. But basically it's the same point. They really don't know what's the nafka made up between the two versions over here. Because basically his contention was, I don't have a problem that you're saying things that have to do with the Beit HaMikdash. But what do you tell me to halakha? It's halakha tala mishiha. Okay, same thing. Baruch Hashem.